Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome on board On the Mark. Today, I've got Steve Kushaloff with me as Mark Lawrence enjoys another day of unearned, undeserved vacation. I see he's at the beach having fabulous meals with his wife. Seems to be having a good time.
Well, that's what you do at the beach.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I'm leaving for the beach next Wednesday.
Again?
You know,
your whole life is one big vacation, Kushaloff.
In our case, the beach is just finding a little space of dirt next to the Susquehanna River, but we call it the beach,
okay.
And we just love it.
Well, I'm glad, and I hope you have plenty of fun barbecuing and cooking out and doing all those wonderful things, and have nice weather, too.
We're hoping.
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. It's an open phones day. Our toll-free hotline number is open, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And you can text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. On the Mark, as I said, is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of vehicle services and state inspections, nitrogen for your tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. What does the Ford Motor Company sell? Folks, they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars, and they're the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. So we have a couple of interesting topics in the news this morning. The Danville School District seems to be in disarray, but tonight is the Democratic debate, the next Democratic debate, where Snow White and the Nine Dwarfs will be on stage.
Oh.
Sleepy, Sneezy, Doc, Dopey, they're all going to be there.
You would hope that the host of a quality radio talk show would be a tad more objective than that. But once again, Joe's true colors, right-wing despot authoritarian.
Oh, my gosh, show a them. Despot and authoritarian. Wow. Hey. Just because I likened the Democratic field to the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
No, I was referring to the way you run Shamokin Dam with an iron fist.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, seriously, but I mean, it is an odd field, and I heard a very interesting analysis this morning that these people are trying to do anything to get attention, the ones who haven't had their breakthrough moment. And now Andrew Yang's campaign manager is contacting the media saying that tonight he will do something that no presidential candidate has ever done before in history. What's he going to do, come out in a thong?
No, I think what he's going to do is he's going to say, my campaign is over. Good luck to the rest of you. Now, having 10 people on stage.
He wants to give me $1,000. He wants to give you $1,000
yes,
every month.
Yes, I know he does. The 10 people that are going to be on stage tonight, as you know, Joe, because you're a student of politics, that field has been sharply reduced. It's been cut in half. The previous two...
Well, some of them are still in the campaign. They're just not making the debate stage.
They didn't make the debate stage. So you'll be seeing more and more... and their campaigns coming up. The debate tonight's going to be very interesting.
First time Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are face-to-face.
Well, that's the thing. It'll be very interesting to see how these candidates, other than Biden, how they, I don't want to say attack, but what the heck, I can't think of a better word. Let's see if they do attack Biden. Let's see how Biden is able to stand up to them. You know, Joe, you may suspect that I'm a Democrat.
Oh, and I do more than suspect
it. Okay, so, but
you have that big D on your forehead kind of gives it away.
But I will tell you, as a Democrat, as a I would call myself, I guess, a moderate Democrat, whatever. Some of the conversations I've had in person and even on social media with some of the more progressive Democrats have been kind of interesting. And I wish to heck we had some progressive Democrats out there listening who would call in and maybe we could get into it with them. What I'm finding is some of the more progressive Democrats that I've talked to, they seem to feel as if, number one, anybody could beat Donald Trump, which is just insane.
But he's so hated. Don't you think any one of those wonderful Democrats could beat him?
Of course he's hated, and deservedly so, but that doesn't mean that...
But not entirely. That people, 10,000, 20,000 people don't show up at his rallies because he's hated.
Well, that's fine.
Of course, they're all racists and misogynists.
Be that as it may, Joe, let's not be trying to put words in my mouth this early in the morning. For heaven's sake, I'm still trying to connect my brain to my mouth. The point is, I think that there's... some of the progressive Democrats that I've talked to, I think they are already very overconfident about the coming election. As I said, too many of them seem to think that anybody can beat Trump. They also seem to think that some of these more progressive ideas, and the big one that you hear about is Medicare for All, they seem to think that implementing such a program would be just as easy as snapping your fingers if we were on TV. Here. There, that came across. They seem to think it would just be as easy as snapping your fingers. They forget how hard it was to implement Medicare back in the 60s, how very hard it was to implement the Affordable Care Act several years ago. Even Donald Trump seemed to feel that repealing and replacing Obamacare would be just no big deal, and he found out that was quite more difficult than he thought. So that's what I'm finding with some of the more progressive Democrats. They think that some of their fairly big ideas will just be the easiest thing. Now, you mentioned Andrew
Yang.
He wants to give $1,000 to everybody. Now, he does kind of rationalize it. He makes the point, and there is some validity to it. He makes the point that if the government gives you $1,000, what are you going to do with that $1,000? You're going to spend it. And so he sees it as a way of juicing the economy by putting $1,000.
Just as the president thought tax cuts would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Put more money in people's pockets.
Well, and according to Trump and some of his minions, some of the sheep that follow him, there's one right across the table from me. They seem to think it's done that. And maybe to some degree it has done that, but I think we have found out as time has gone on that most of that tax money went to the very wealthy and went to corporations.
Did they spend it? Did they spend it? Did they improve things?
No.
They just sat on it and bought more cigars.
That's right, because, when you're that wealthy to begin with, and the president gives you a tax cut, you don't need to go spend it. You got all the money you want to spend. What do you need? Do you need another boat? Do you need another house
because you're saying that's what the president gave them.
Well, he gave them. The people who spend the money are the poor people like me and you. But not like you, but like me.
You've come down on the side against the president for a number of things, and you said that his tax cut hasn't been beneficial to people. And we talk about all the things the Democrats want to give. You raised Cain about him. He's raised the deficit. He's raised it even more. It's trillions more. But if you look at the things the Democratic candidates, the progressive ones you're talking about, want to spend, Bernie Sanders is trillions of dollars. Elizabeth Warren's trillions of dollars. Even Joe Biden is trillions of dollars. And I think the problem with Biden is, I could, as a Republican, if I was disgruntled with President Trump and I was going to look for someone on the Democratic side who I felt would give me some relief from my dislike or my discomfort with the president, Joe Biden is the guy I would look for, unless he's pushed too far to the left. And that's exactly what's happening.
Except, again, let's stick to the one thing we've been talking about, this Medicare for All. Biden has made it very clear he does not support Medicare for all. He supports, as we talked about yesterday, taking the Affordable Care Act, looking at what the issues, the problems with it are, and trying to work on them.
When one of the correspondents or one of the questioners at one of the debates said, "Would all of you please raise your hands who favor giving health care to illegal immigrants?" His hand went up with all the rest.
And a couple of things. You know, for the second debate, you'll notice there were none of these hands up kind of questions.
Yeah, well, I think that's too bad because I think they were very illuminating.
No, I think they were very kind of like, what are we raising our hand for now? And, you know, nobody wants to look like they're standing separately. But it is very interesting that you say, as a Republican, that Biden is the one candidate that you could possibly consider. And this is the reason I've been telling my progressive...
Only if I was dissatisfied with what the president was doing.
Well,
a caveat there.
I understand that. But if you're not dissatisfied with what Trump is doing, Joe, it's because you've been living in a closet. So I can't... I don't know where you've been living, so I can't get into that. But that's the other thing I've been telling my
progressive... Now you're getting personal.
That's the other thing I've been telling my progressive Democratic friends, that Biden is, of all the candidates that I can see, at least of all the candidates who are given any kind of chance, Biden is the one, I think, who has the broadest appeal and can attract dissatisfied Republicans, independents, because with any candidate, I mean, there are Democrats who will vote for Trump, and there are Republicans who may vote for the Democratic candidate.
But I would have to believe that Joe had his act together. I would have to believe that he had the mental capacity to handle a tough job without making the kind of gaffes that he seems prone to making.
Well, I understand.
All right, Cindy, you're on the mark this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. First, before I go to my topic of Medicare for All, I just want to say I was very interested in what Tulsi Gabbard had to say, and I would have seriously considered voting for her. I may even write her in when I go to vote in the primary. But Medicare for All is for the birds. I am on the cusp of Medicare, and I have been hounded by these telemarketers right now, hounded. Monday, I got 10 calls from these people. It's just incessant harassment by these people. And what is it for? Medicare. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
You're talking
I don't
about
need
the
this kind of grief
about
from
the
these
supplements,
people.
Cindy. Are you talking about somebody trying to sell you the supplements?
They're claiming they're going to give me wonderful advice.
Okay.
Even though I'm on the do not call list and they shouldn't be calling me at all. So, you know, this opens the gateway. I've never had this problem until now. I'm on the cusp of eligibility for Medicare, and now I'm being hounded. And I thank the government for this because they're the ones that have constructed this and imposed it on all of us. And they should have prohibited this kind of harassment of citizens. If it's happening to me, I'm confident it's happening to most people who are 64 years old. And, you know, you have my pity for that because this is just outrageous. Outrageous that I'm getting all these phone calls surrounding me to buy this insurance.
So
it's outrageous.
I just want to be sure I understand. So the reason you are opposed to the concept of Medicare for All is because you're getting too many phone calls.
Among other reasons, yes. Why should I get any phone calls at all? Why should I get 10 phone calls in one day hounding me to buy this insurance? I mean, I'm a perfectly intelligent person. I understand how signing up for these things works. I don't need to be harassed by these people. And why is it happening? Because the federal government has constructed it to happen. And why do you need supplemental insurance? That's really the illusion about Medicare, because Medicare only pays for hospitalization. And after that, you have to have bought supplemental insurances to cover other kinds of things, like office visits, like drugs, like joining a health club, et cetera. None of that is free.
Cindy,
to pay for that extra.
You'll get a form from Medicare when you're there, and it points out what the doctor had charged, what the Medicare-approved amount was, and what part you're responsible for. And they do pay for office visits. They pay for a lot of different procedures that you don't need supplemental insurance for. It's my understanding that if you don't have supplemental insurance, you're going to pay about 20% of the costs. And that's what the sheet I get every month says. But I have the supplemental insurance, and I don't pay those 20%.
And how often do you go to the doctor, Joe?
Quite
often. I sat
often.
Down and did the calculus. I don't spend $1,000 a year on health care. And yet they want me to spend $2,500 to $3,000 a year buying insurance that would pay that $1,000. That's silly.
So
well,
don't
that's
buy it.
Silly.
But that's
don't
now.
Total silliness.
That's
there's
now,
no,
Cindy.
That is not cost-effective, rational in any way, shape, or form.
When I was
and, you know, the reason Medicare is able to depress the prices that it pays on behalf of people, senior citizens, is because in the rest of the marketplace, they bear the burden. And that's what nobody understands. So Medicare pays about 60% of the true cost of your health care. Well, how does the hospital make up that difference? Because they can't possibly run a hospital only making 60% of the $1 cost. Well, they charge everyone else more. And that's been an okay, dirty little secret, unless you work in the healthcare industry. So now if you eliminate all the private insurance, you eliminate people like me who pay cash for their visits, who's going to make up that 60%? I mean, who's going to make up that 40%?
No, that's an interesting
There's
question.
No way that that will work.
Okay.
Thank
I think you.
You made
an interesting point. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate your call. We're going to comment on that after we take a quick break. We invite your participation, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed. These are the people that classify the telegraph as digital communication. They believe this is the sound of progress. And they drive slow in the fast lane all the time. Don't be those people. Get the white-knuckle, stomach-dropping, crazy speed of Penteledata's fiber network for your business and face your fears head-on. See how Penteledata fiber can make you fearless in the office. Call today.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK on Twitter at WKOK1070. It's your source for breaking local and national news. You'll get a tweet of each story on WKOK and a link to for more info from WKOK.com. And you can find out the guest list for the Dan Patrick Show and the Steve Jones Show. It's another way to keep you informed all day, every day. If you have a Twitter timeline, you need to follow News Radio 1070 WKOK on Twitter at WKOK1070.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Frank Bodan, a York Daily Record, and our high school roundtable today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
No, that's the Doobie Brothers, okay. China Grove. Unfortunately, we have a rather serious story to report. A two-vehicle accident involving a school bus has been reported near Oakland Elementary School, and crews are directing traffic from the scene. Northumberland County Communications tells us the accident was first reported just after 8 a.m. today at the intersection of Route 61 and Oak Street, which is in the area of the school. County Communications says injuries are reported, but it's unclear if anyone on the school bus is among the injured. The Shikellamie School District Facebook page says students from Bus 11 are being examined and parents are being notified. Traffic is being detoured from the scene onto Route 890, and we're working at WKOK News to get more details. So stay tuned, and we'll bring those details to you just as soon as we can. Tom, you're on the mark this morning.
Yeah, I got some advice for Cindy. Very simple advice.
Okay.
If you don't like to get those calls, don't answer the phone.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
but...
you have a cell phone or any kind of a new phone, it comes up the number who's calling you. If you don't recognize the number, just don't answer the phone. I mean, I don't answer my phone 25 times a day.
Me too.
Just don't answer the phone. That's very simple.
Okay.
And on as far as if she doesn't like Medicare, she doesn't have to take it. If you don't notify. If when you sign up for Medicare, you do not have to take the Part B.
Right, that's the drug component. That's the drug part, Tom.
I don't take Part B because I get mine from the VA for free.
Tom, that's the drug component, but you have to take the other part.
Well, Part A you have to take.
Right.
But you don't pay nothing for it.
Well, you've already paid for it.
All right, you're already paid for it, but you don't have to pay anything for it. Part B. If you want Part B, they're going to take about $125 or $130 out of your Social Security check every month before you ever get it.
Right.
Well, you don't have. If she hates it so much, then she doesn't have to take it. I would recommend her. If she hates it so much, I would recommend that she doesn't take it. She'll save herself $130. She can take the $130 and put it in her health savings account. And she can pay for all her stuff like that. She can pay for her blood tests, and she can pay for it all like that. Why? You know, that's what I would do. That's my advice to her.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'll tell you, that's great advice, especially the first part of Tom's comment. Don't answer the phone. Joe, you would know better than I, but a couple of years ago, we as consumers were given the ability or the permission to shop for our electricity, correct?
Yes, I do it all the time.
Well, that's great, because I get phone calls like crazy from all these quote-unquote energy companies. And I thought I had signed up with one of them, but I don't think it ever really took effect. So yesterday, I'm watching TV up in the bedroom. And just like Tom says, our last caller,
he's still on, by the way.
Oh, okay, Tom. on my television, when I get a phone call, it'll tell me where it's coming from. And it said it was a phone call from, I won't even mention the name of the company, not PPL, from one of these energy companies. I walked over to the phone, Joe, I picked up the receiver, and I put down the receiver. I just don't even talk to these people anymore. So that's, you know, if there's...
But it's still the inconvenience. I get her point. It's the inconvenience of having your phone ring. I mean, Tom, you don't like those phone calls either. I'm sure you get plenty of calls that you don't like.
No. Yeah, about 25 of them every day.
Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, I don't even... How many people have just dropped their landline?
Well, for that reason,
for
probably.
For that reason.
Yeah.
I'm at the point... my phone rings, unless I'm standing within 2 feet of the landline, I don't pick it up, because it's just going to be a junk call. And what's worse, now it's mostly going to be a recording.
Remind me,
I'm
going to call your house tonight and see if I'll get to talk to you.
Well, I look forward to that, Joe, and I'm going to go
Tom,
change.
Tom,
gonna...
you make a good point. You make a good point, sir. Anything else?
I think that, Joe, I think you ought to vote for Andrew Yang.
You do?
Hey, who
could give me $1,000?
You seem to like this, the government giving money, all these corporate subsidies to the corporations and everything that don't pay any taxes. So, I mean, you like trickle down. So so I'm sure you would love trickle up.
Well, yeah, if Andrew Yang's going to trickle right into my pocket to the tune of $1,000,
yeah.
Why not? Heck.
A trickle down and trickle up.
Isn't that how we should all vote? Shouldn't we all
you
vote?
Trickle down, we try trickle up.
Shouldn't we all vote for whoever promises to give us the most? Isn't that what we decide elections
on? Yeah, I think Andrew Yang's a guy for you Republicans.
No, it's Bernie. Bernie's got trillions he wants to hand out.
Hey, we talked about Donald Trump and his tax cut.
We had two other callers we got to get in. Thanks for calling.
I got to go. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. All right, Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Okay.
The reason they call us progressive is because Joe's the kind of guy who back in about 1900 would have said, those rubber tires are going to ruin the roadways. We got to use steel wheels without ever examining. The thing I called about, though, I feel that Cindy has gotten herself in a very bad situation. I'm going to use a personal thing. Back when I was doing On the Mark with Joe and Mark and Ben, I got sick. I had not been sick much in my entire life, and that sickness, suddenly, out of my pocket, had I had to pay it, was $250,000. That was taken care of, for the most part, by my insurance. And Cindy, please stay healthy for till you're 111, but I doubt if that's going to happen, and if you need to be helped to the tune of a couple of $100,000, the insurance is a better way to do it than to bankrupt yourself.
I agree, but those rubber wheels are going to destroy the roads.
I know they are, Joe. I know they are. But what you ought to do is look into what the word socialism really means, and it doesn't mean Venezuela. It doesn't mean dictatorial government.
Oh, yes, it does. It's more of the same.
We are a socialist nation.
No, we aren't.
Okay, how did you drive to work today?
I drove
on roads. Who put the roads there?
The government.
Didn't build them.
Oh, no. Thank you, Barack Obama. You didn't build that business. We built it for you.
You never figured out what he really meant by that?
Then we got another call we got to take, but I understand where you're coming from. Mike, you're on the mark for Milmont.
Hi, Dawn.
All right, and you?
Okay. Hey, Cindy doesn't know what she doesn't know. She should take those calls and take notes and buy all the different plans and things that they offer, because Medicare is an old-fashioned sort of 80-20 setup, where if you want everything, take the most advantage of it, you need to get either a supplementary plan or what's called an advantage plan. And all these plans are provided by the government, but they're administered by insurance companies. And this is just your highly revered capitalism at work, is all these different companies vying for her supplementary premium.
Mm-hmm.
Mine only cost me $70 a month for an advantage plan.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
And that's not very... They're generally pretty reasonable, and I don't know where she got her money figures from, but they're not correct.
Well, I don't know where you're getting a $7 plan. I can tell you mine costs considerably more than that.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Okay. Advantage plan.
Mike, you're welcome to call back and finish your thought, but we got to take a break right now for the news. Thanks for calling. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Stephen, I'll be back after the news. This is WKOK Sunbury.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls debate tonight. It'll be the first time all the candidates are on stage together and the first time two front runners face off. Correspondent Steve Futterman is in Houston.
When you are on top, you get the most attention. For Joe Biden, that means he can expect to come under attack tonight. How he withstands those anticipated attacks and how he responds could determine if this is a good or bad night for the former vice president. president. In the first two debates, Biden got mixed reviews.
Greenpeace protesters have formed a blockade over a bridge in Houston preventing oil and gas deliveries. President Trump wants to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes to kids. CBS's Paula Reed spoke to one medical expert who says it'll be difficult.
There'll be legal challenges because this is a big market.
Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, the editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News, says that could delay any real change.
They're going to have pressure from the health advocates on one side and from industry on the other to do something, and trying to walk that line is going to be really tough.
Business leaders are calling on Congress to do something about gun violence. The details live from correspondent Peter King.
Well, the CEOs represent 145 companies, including Airbnb, Twitter, Uber, Lyft, Bain Capital, and Dick's Sporting Goods. They ask senators to expand background checks for gun buyers and to pass stronger red flag laws. In a letter first published in the New York Times, they say doing nothing is unacceptable and that expanding those red flag laws would make it easier for intervention before tragedy. Quote, gun violence in America is not inevitable, it's preventable. Deborah?
New report says the Trump administration chose not to issue a rebuke after it concluded Israel was likely behind cell phone surveillance devices found around Washington.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office denied the Politico report, describing it as a blatant lie. A statement said there is a long-standing commitment and directive from the Israeli government not to engage in any intelligence operations in the U.S.
A fertility clinic in New Jersey's been ordered to hand over a list of sperm donors after a white couple gave birth to an Asian daughter. The wife was given a donation from a stranger. CBS's Meg Oliver spoke to her husband, Drew Wasilewski.
It's upsetting, very confusing.
Are you concerned that you may have biological children out there?
Yes, yes, very much so.
How does that weigh on you?
A lot. I have other children. I want to know who I am.
Couples divorced now and suing for damages and information. They say their child's biological father passed on a genetic disorder. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Welcome to this guided meditation brought to you by MassMutual. Imagine taking your family on vacation. Let's begin with a deep breath. Breathe in flight delays and those times when you just can't even. Breathe out how wonderful it feels to spend time with the ones you love.
This is how it feels to have an investment plan. Learn more or find an advisor at MassMutual.com. Securities and advisory services offered through MML Investor Services, a MassMutual subsidiary.
At CDW, we get that business needs flexibility. So have CDW implement Nutanix Enterprise Cloud for your public, private, and hybrid cloud needs.
That sounds complicated.
It's not. It simply enables your business to evolve without risk, giving you the flexibility to scale up for future growth while reducing costs.
Yeah, still complicated.
It saves money.
Oh, I understand that.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
Concerns are being raised about religious ceremonies on a sports field near Nashville.
A group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation is objecting to baptisms being performed on a high school football field in Springfield, Tennessee. The nonprofit advocates for the separation of church and state. It says football coach Chad Deal doubles as a Baptist minister and recently baptized two players in front of the rest of the team and coaches. A photo was shared online. School leaders say students initiated the ceremony and that it happened after football practice and school hours. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Sorry, Ohio State. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has turned down the school's bid to trademark the name The Ohio State University. To prove a point, the college submitted a shirt and a hat with a large The printed on them, but the patent office says that since it's mainly for decoration and doesn't function as a trademark, no way. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome back. I'm here with Steve Kushaloff, and Mark Lawrence is on vacation, although Mark will be back on Monday, and I'll be back with him tomorrow. Steve and Ben Reichle will be holding down the fort. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build your own Ford, car, or truck to your exact specifications online. Then click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars, and they are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Taking a quick look at the news headlines this morning, an accident involving a school bus is reported near Oakland Elementary School. A two-vehicle accident involving a school bus has been reported near Oakland Elementary School, and crews are directing traffic from the scene. Northumberland County Communications tells us the accident was first reported just after 8 a.m. this morning at the intersection of Route 61 and Oak Street, which is in the area of the school. County Communications says injuries are reported, but it's not clear at this point if anyone on the school bus was among the injured. Traffic is being detoured from the scene onto Route 890. The school tells us parents are being notified and students are being checked out. We're working to get more details at WKOK News. There will be classes today in the Selins Grove Area School District after a threat towards the middle school was investigated by authorities Wednesday night. In a tweet, Selins Grove Superintendent Dr. Chad Coors announced the district, along with state police, investigated a reported threat to the middle school. Dr. Coors says there is no validity to that threat. Snyder County DA Mike Piazzu says the student who made the threat is known but did not give any other details. In 2 weeks, the Midwest School Board will be voting on a new stadium project. The new stadium in Middleburg will cost about $9.3 million and will feature a field house, 4 locker rooms, 2 concession stands, a covered pavilion with seating, a training room, weight room, press box, and plenty of storage. Jay Darkey of JPD Architects says there will also be plenty of parking. The plan is to have a main concourse between the two stadia where fans will enter and walk to either stadium. The next step for the school board is to approve the concept presented by JPD Architects at their school board meeting in 2 weeks. If that is approved, JPD can move into land development and detailed design work. And that's our quick look at the news headlines this morning. And we promised Mike from Milmont a chance to finish his comments if he called back after the news, and he did so. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, where were we?
Well,
it's
you were...
$70, yeah, Maya... You didn't understand why it was how it could be $70. That's what you pay for the supplementary part of it. I don't know what my whole bill is. It comes out of my pension. I've never seen it. I think it's $120-some, isn't it? Comes out of your pension.
Well, I don't know. I can tell you my health plan is considerably more than that.
Are you on Medicare?
But it depends on the supplement you have. I remember years ago they offered what was called J, and I still have that. They stopped offering it, but I'm grandfathered onto it.
I've had everything covered. I have two prescriptions that cost me $24 every 3 months for blood pressure and cholesterol thing that I had to start taking. And I've been really happy with it. Are you familiar with the term Advantage Plan?
Yeah, I've heard them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but you have one card that comes from the insurance company that takes care of your regular Medicare and your supplemental with the use of one card instead of using two cards, instead of using your Medicare card and your supplemental insurance plan that you bought. You get one card, and it's from Capital Blue Cross. It's called Blue Journey. I got a $10 copay for an office visit, and I can use any doctor I want. It's been great. Well, I don't understand these numbers that people come up with and where they get them from. Well, it hasn't been my experience. I've been on Medicare for, I'm 70 now. I've been on Medicare for 5 years, and it's been very, very terrific.
Yeah, well,
for me and my wife. She had a knee replacement on Medicare, and we paid a couple copays. That was pretty much it.
Okay, well, I can't complain either.
I don't understand what is Cindy upset about. I mean,
phone calls.
It's capitalism. Does she know that Medicare is administered by insurance companies, for instance?
Well, she's a bright lady. I'm sure she does.
Well, she has to get the information on all the plans that are available. You got all these different plans, and everybody has different situations and things that are important to them, and you have to mull all these over before you choose which plan you want to get involved with. And they make themselves available through these phone calls. I mean, it seems like a hassle, but how would the regular person know where to go or who to contact? And that a lot of people don't even know there is such a thing as Advantage plans and the supplemental insurance.
Well, I've got to
because people just don't know. I found it. You won't even believe what you find out when you start looking into it.
I've got a good insurance agent, and I trust him. So,
well, what kind of an insurance agent for Medicare?
No, an insurance agent for the supplement. He recommended what I should get, and that's what I got, and I've been very happy.
So you use two cards. You use your Medicare card and your supplemental insurance card when you go to the doctor.
That's right. And a third.
Have you ever looked? I mean, are you sure he's not leading you astray by not offering an Advantage plan?
Well, he's offered me a lot of different alternatives. He's offered me a lot of different alternatives over the years, and this is the one he recommended, and I've been very pleased with it. Like you, I haven't paid a dime. I don't pay any copays.
Yeah, well, I pay $10. So I can handle that. So.
On drugs, well, though, that's a different story.
That's why you pay. If you don't have any copays, even for a specialist or a visit,
not a one.
Surgeon's office.
Nope, not one.
Oh well, then that's why you're paying more money. I pay a $10 copay, you know, and I don't pay as much for. But you see,
well, I think
that's how different people's different needs come into the thing. You have to figure out what type of a plan suits your situation the best.
See, okay,
I have a pretty good pension, so I don't mind paying out a little copay now and then.
I don't blame you. Hey, listen, Cindy's calling back, so she maybe want to clarify that. She gets her 1 minute of fame. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your calling, Cindy. You got 1 minute. What's up?
Number one, I don't have caller ID because my phone company charges you extra for it, and I chose not to have it. So I have no idea who's on the other end of the line, and this phone my family calls, businesses that I do legitimate business call, so I have no idea whether or not I should answer the phone. I have to answer the phone. That's number one. Number two, the information I have came from Medicare.gov, a federal government website that I have extensively reviewed with regards to the issue of Medicare. That's where I get the numbers that I quote when I talk about it. For me, it would be about $2,500 a year to buy into Plan B, into the B segment, which I recognize is actually run by other people who have taken it upon themselves to call and harass me. That's, you know, I'm on the do not call list. I believe that should be honored by all businesses. By the way, the electric issue, the electric company offers that you not be called. I have taken them up on that offer, and they tell people not to call me. And that put a halt to all the harassment I got from the, you know, sign up for our crappy electric plans.
Well, that is the best tip I have heard. So if I call my electric company is PPL. So if I call PPL, okay, I would try that.
Oh, yeah, and they stopped it. They don't. Those people do not harass me anymore. Oh. And I pay for this phone, and I don't think that my phone should be used against me. I don't think I should have to answer innumerable 10, 20, as you described it, 25 phone calls unwanted a day. That's just ridiculous. That is obscene. And in a state where we have do not call, those companies should consult that list before they take it upon themselves to harass me.
But you
obviously
do,
they have not.
You do realize that politicians are exempt, charities are exempt,
yes.
And people
yes.
with whom you have a legitimate business relationship are exempt.
Already.
Right.
I don't do business with any of these people.
Okay.
I've never done business with any of these people, so they have no right to call my house.
Okay, hey,
something.
Well, we got another call pending.
Thanks,
Cindy. Appreciate your time. We have a text that says, question, Joe, how many Democratic presidential candidates of the United States are still running? The news at the top of the hour said all 10 candidates would be on the debate stage. Have 12 or 14 dropped out when I wasn't paying attention to the leftist Santa Clauses? No, many of those leftist Santa Clauses are still in the race. They're just not qualified to be on the debate stage
leftist
tonight.
Santa Claus. Boy, that's just great. How about... Whereas all the Republicans, I guess, are right-wing fascists. Okay, that's fine.
Well, you know, tonight we got Snow White and the Nine Dwarfs, and we got Sleepy, Dopey, Doc, Sneezy, Grumpy.
Hey, the dopiest one is living in the White House right now.
And
so
Grumpy is Bernie Sanders.
Sleepy is Joe. Bernie does kind of get a little. Bernie does kind of get a little irate.
But now we wound up discussing the health care issue because you brought it up. But I mean, we were talking about tonight's debate and what you're looking for now. Your argument is that the Democratic people who are more progressive, they can't beat Donald Trump. Why? They're offering so much. They're offering all these wonderful things.
Because people are, for instance, let's stick with this Medicare for all. I've heard the number, you have to, between, depending on what number you hear, between 150 million and 100 70 million people have insurance through their employer.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, and it's been said by many candidates, how are you going to go to those people and say, you're going to have to give that up? You're going to have to give up that workplace-based insurance for something new, Medicare for all. This was one of the little discussions I got into on Facebook. Somebody said workplace-based insurance or employer-based health care is a fiasco. It's a disaster waiting to happen. You know, I worked at the same place for 38 years, and we always had employer-based health insurance, and it worked fine. My wife has worked where she works for, I think she told me the other night, 45 years. I now have, I'm now on her insurance, and that works fine. So for us, that's what works. So to simply to stand up there and say, we are going to take what's there, and we're going to eliminate it, and we're going to put in something new, and to act like that's going to be the simplest thing in the world is just, I don't think that's accurate.
But if you don't have to do anything, if it's just, it's now my plan, I get a card, I go to the doctors, I don't pay anything because Bernie Sanders and his magnificence has determined that I shall not pay.
And to, Joe, to get to that point that you just described, to get from where we are now to get to the point you just described, believe me, would be such a monumental legislative struggle. I mean, don't you remember the people marching in Washington and, you know, demonstrating against the Affordable Care Act when that was being proposed? Look, there's no question that there's issues with health care that need to be remedied. I think Cindy has even brought up some of them. Now, we heard the fella on the phone talk about his is pretty good. Numbers are something I try to stay away from, but a good friend of mine has recommended basically it's an insurance broker who lives in the Sealands Grove area. This is an individual who does not offer just one or two specific products. She offers the full range. When I have to finally accept the responsibility of taking care of my own health care, that's the person I'm going to try to go to
see. Well, you need to see somebody you trust. But let's face it here. The Democratic candidates who are running for president, and you can't get away from this, whether you want to be a conservative or a liberal or a progressive or whatever you want to call yourself, they're offering things, and it seems to me like the majority of them just keep trying to outdo the others. And if I throw one more thing in that I'm offering, I mean, Beto O'Rourke is almost pathetic in his pandering, the things that he's offering people.
Are you ready to give up your Social Security?
No.
Of course you're not. Now, who could we thank for that? We could thank Franklin Roosevelt and the Democrats. Are you ready to give up Medicare?
No, it works
well. No, you're not ready to give up Medicare. We can thank John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and the Democrats for that. So whenever, Joe, whenever there have been programs, national programs that have benefited the wide public, you can thank Democrats for it.
Except for the Voting Rights Act, where the Democrats voted all against it and the Republicans passed it.
And, of course, now all these Republicans on the Supreme Court have done everything they could to destroy that. Even civil rights. Even when Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Bill back in the 60s, he said right then, we are giving up the South to the Republicans from here on out, which was accurate. But that's the truth. The truth is, when America moves forward with major revolutionary, if you'll pardon the expression, programs that benefit people, it's thanks to Democrats. It's not thanks to Republicans, because Republicans do everything they can to block it. And if you don't believe me, Joe, give up your Social Security, give up your Medicare.
Well, let's face it. Social Security is, you know, there's what they call in the Supreme Court established law. It's part of what our national fabric now, for good or ill. You can make the argument at the time that maybe it wasn't needed. You can make the argument that maybe it wasn't a good thing. But it's now part of what we have in this country. It's a contract we made with our citizens. And whether it's a good deal or a bad deal, and I think in some respects it's a bad one because they keep using the Social Security Trust Fund to fund other as a piggy bank for other government programs.
But that's not a problem with Social Security. That's a problem with the way the government is using it.
Our good friends the Democrats started that.
Well, I don't know about that, Joe.
I do.
Well,
check it out.
And then I guess I'll have to take your word for it. You have rarely lied to me, so you might
be
right.
I'm not lying. I'm telling
again.
You the truth.
Be that as it may, all of these things get... all of these programs, you know, there are issues, there are things that need to be fixed, but basically these basic programs, Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, these are programs that have benefited Americans.
Okay, but they're now established. You know, it's like arguing about the vote. For 40 years, the Democrats opposed women voting while the Republicans voted for it every time. We're talking about things that happened in the past, and I'm in favor of talking about them because they are relevant. But we're talking about now. Here's what's in front of us. Here's how we live. Here's what we're used to, and here's what these people want to change. And they want to change things in a dramatic and I think, irrational way. And they just keep promising more and more stuff. In other words, if I can't make a good argument that Donald Trump is ruining the economy, or that Donald Trump is doing this wrong and that wrong, you know, I'm just going to promise to give you more and more stuff. So when I vote, I'm not voting based on Beto O'Rourke as a good candidate. I'm voting on, oh, look at all the stuff he's going to give me. And that's not the way we should be judging political candidates.
I think what you and we've seen this throughout politics, throughout elections. In primaries, candidates will go way to one side or the other. It seemed like it was kind of Richard Nixon who started that whole political approach. You in the primary season, you do start way out on one side or the other, and then as the general election, and so you've already seen it. I think you've already seen some of these Democratic candidates try to work themselves back towards the middle.
Really?
The other point is that very often, when you have a new program, when you do have something that has to be implemented, you start big, and then you work down to something that is more manageable.
So if I start by saying, we're going to give you an elephant, and then I wind up giving you a chipmunk, that's the way we deal with it, huh?
I have no use for a chipmunk.
I have no use for an elephant. Hey, we have two calls on the line, a third one coming in. We got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. When we come back, we'll take those calls.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500, and Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
The Central Susquehanna Valley is full of fascinating people, great businesses and organizations, and each has a story to tell. Our job at In Your Neighborhood is to shine a spotlight on these stories. So join us as we crisscross the region, talking to your neighbors or visiting that nearby business you've always wanted to know about. We'll learn a lot and have a little fun along the way. Watch IYM with me, Chris O'Rourke, on SECV8 Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30 and 9:30 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 1 and 4:30 p.m. SECV8, exclusively on Service Electric Cablevision.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
There's not much you'll find that can trace its roots back over 145 years, but the Gratz Fair can. It's been going strong since 1873, and this year's fair is back from September 15th through the 21st. Admission for ages 2 and up is only $8 or $4 on Wednesday the 18th. Seniors and active military admission is only $4. Enjoy your Gratz Fair favorites, carnival rides, grandstand events like harness horse racing, sanctioned tractor and truck pulls, and much more. Get tickets at the grandstand ticket office for the 2019 Gratz Fair, September 15th through the 21st.
Welcome back to Amazon Prime One Day Delivery Trivia. Now to the next question. Susan and Tom just ordered a party-sized bag of candy, a piñata, and a karaoke machine for their kid's 8th birthday party, all using Amazon Prime One Day Delivery. Assuming there are 10 rambunctious kids at the party, what else will she need to order in one day? Adam.
Aspirin?
Correct. Introducing One Day Delivery from Amazon Prime. Order from millions of items. Tranquility delivered.
Yeah, you got to put the headphones on your head, Steve. You can't put them on the microphone. We got feedback, Hal.
I know.
All right, we have four calls pending. Believe it or not, all four phone lines are on are tied up at the moment. So we'll start with Bob, who was the first caller. Bob, you're on the mark.
Yes, good morning. As far as the debates coming up this evening, I mean, you know, each candidate, of course, that's going to be on the floor, you know, should have done their research. And as far as the I'm going to say the issues they're going to debate and put out in front of the public. And yet, whether it's Democratic, Republican, or any other party, and that the thing when the most important thing that counts to the voter is basically the issues and how they're presented. And you know, if they don't present them in a logical manner, then how can the voter make a decision?
Well, you got to sort through the. What was it there? Ronald Reagan used to tell a story about a little boy who found a pile of horse manure in his Christmas stocking, and he wanted a pony, and he said, I'm digging through here because there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. So you got to dig through all the horse manure to find the pony, Bob. Hey, thanks for your call.
Yeah, and also, of course, when you show up at the polls, you know, Election Day, you're going to vote the issues that pertain to you personally, whether it's unemployment, Medicare, or higher taxes or anything else. So when it comes down to it, you're probably going to be voting your pocketbook.
Yeah, good point. And all politics is local. Hey, thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay, Lance, you're next up. We got two other calls behind you, so we'll give you your 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Yep, here we go. Anyway, about the robocalls, you will be absolutely amazed if you answer them and tell them politely you don't want to be called. You won't. One day I was here. It was a rainy day. I was reading a book. I said, I'm going to answer every one of them and see what happens. I did, and I'm down to about 2 from 32. So it does work, okay? And I'd like to say I agree 10,000% with Fan. I'm a person that overinsures, and then I don't have to worry. To me, it's worth the money. Steve, you being a global warmer, do
whoa,
you...
Whoa. what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you believe that
it means you're dealing in carbon emissions, I think.
Yeah, that's...
Well, go ahead, Lance. I'm not sure I agree, but
All I'm saying is, do you have green energy?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're really concerned with the carbon in the air, you really should look into that. Just call PPNL and you'd like to... they have a program.
What is
it? With an independent program. In other words, you're going to be getting... You're going to pay for a place like a wind farm somewhere to dump into the grid so many kilowatt hours, you know, that you use.
Well, there are lots of those things going around. A few years ago, maybe a year or two ago, everybody was trying to sell me Ambit Energy. Now I don't hear anybody talking about it.
That's who I'm with.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a multi-level marketing program.
Didn't they used to call those pyramid schemes? Isn't that what they used to call them?
I guess they used to call them, but this one here works. I get
does
electric.
It? Okay.
It comes from a Siemens wind farm out in Ohio. Okay, anyway... Also, we're always talking about taxing the billionaires and getting all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to need $48 trillion over 10 years to finance Liz Warren's pipe dreams. Okay, it could go as high as 92. If you took all of the money of everybody who makes over $200,000 a year, you get about $27 trillion. It's just a little over half. So how are you going to pull that off? I can't see it, okay?
Have a bake sale. That would be my idea.
Yes. Okay.
Now, okay. You got 30 seconds.
So far as being a sheep, well, I'll close with this. I would rather be an old ram in the fold of a caring, strong, and competent shepherd than a lamb in the Democrats' abattoir. So...
Wow. Okie dokie.
You're probably the only person in the room who knows what Avatar means, but thanks
Wasn't
for talking.
Wasn't that a movie?
No, that was Avatar.
Great.
Fan, you get 1 minute of fame. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, I know what an avatar is, but anyway, this is a long time ago, the subject, and Joe, you did the same thing that Trump does. You made a statement that you can't base on any fact. You just said... Progressive Democrats just want free stuff. I want free stuff, yeah. I'd like to have the children be taken care of. I'd like to have our grandmothers and grandfathers, me being one of them, be taken care of when they're in need and can't take care of themselves. And these programs put out by the Progressive Democrats are the same ones that 95% of civilized, industrialized countries in the world use, and they're able to have, even though flawed in many cases, universal health care and universal college, and it's not breaking the country. They're doing just fine. We can do it, Joe. We're not stupid, and we are not begging for free stuff. I want children to be taken care of. We need to pay for that.
And how does my $1,000? Where's my $1,000 come in from Mr. Yang?
Well, how?
Where does canceling student debt, where I borrow money for something, I borrow money in good faith and I don't pay it back, and now they're going to cancel my student debt? Where does that come into your equation?
You have now. Don't tell me you have no foresight. You ran a radio station, and now you sound like you can't see the future at all. That doesn't make sense, Joe.
I think that makes perfect sense. He makes a good point.
I think what we have here is individual responsibility. I mean, I can understand taking care of the sick, the halt, the lame, whatever. But when you tell me that you're going to forgive my student debt that I went out and borrowed money for, and a lot of thousands and hundreds of thousands of other students have paid theirs back, you know, and then you're going to now make it free. That's the wrong stuff. Hey, Thane, I'm sorry. Your minute's up, and we got another call. Two other calls, buddy.
Wait a minute. You used up my minute. I got to say one more thing.
Not necessarily.
That is, look at Trudeau.
Huh? What was it? What's the one more thing you want to say?
Look at the future. Look at what Donald Trump has said he's done. He's built a wall. He's done this. He's given us a tax break.
Okay. I'm sorry, Than. I inadvertently hit the button. Hey, we do have to move on to the next caller, and Chris is probably going to echo some of those same themes. Chris, you're on the mark.
Well, first of all, the Voting Rights Act, Republicans did vote against it. And the only Southern Democrats voted against it in the Senate, and only in the House, a couple, I think one from Illinois, voted against it. Republicans from several different Western, Illinois and Idaho and a couple other states voted against it.
Wouldn't have passed without Republican votes, though.
Yes, that's true. And also, but the percentages weren't that different in the House between the percent of Democrats and Republicans voting for it. In the Senate, there was a much larger difference with only one Republican voting against it. And the Supreme Court took the heart out of the Voting Rights Act with all Republican nominees voting for it and all Democratic nominated judges voting against it. So that's how your party has changed. And the reasoning on that law was really bizarre. It was because they couldn't, they re-upped it every year by a 98% vote. Therefore, that proved they were prejudiced in somehow and compelled to vote for it. Therefore, we're eliminating it because the Senate can't. Completely the opposite of normal Republican reasoning on the issue, on issues of interference with the congressional acts. But anyway, and another thing I wanted to talk about was some of Trump's bad behavior lately. I mentioned before about the deporting people who were here for medical reasons, that if they go, that get sent back to their home country, can't get the treatment and will die. And people on machines, that they have to be here in the United States to stay alive. And they had hearings on it yesterday. And the Trump administration had announced they were going to rescind the orders, but they haven't yet. And some of them are scheduled to happen on Saturday. And the person they sent to the Congress to talk about this in the hearings said he couldn't answer any questions about anything meaningful about it because there's a court case about it.
Sounds like
another stonewall.
Trump obfuscation.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry, Chris.
I know you didn't look it up last time. It's been reported in the Boston. It's been in several newspapers.
I'm sure it's been in the New York Times.
Well, what Chris is talking about, yeah,
the Washington
that's
Post
accurate.
And the Boston paper.
Right. Okay, listen, Chris, we're at 3:23. We have other calls pending. Do you want to wrap it up? Anything else?
Oh, yeah. The Scottish thing is pure graft or funneling money into Trump's pocket.
Okay.
By the army and the army, by the armed forces, and the armed forces are covering it up, and that the Congress asked for the information about how this was decided to happen in April, and they haven't heard a thing back from the military yet.
Okay, Chris, thank you. 1-800-795-9565. We got to take a quick break here. We have one call pending and 2,000 texts and 2,000 emails to read. So we invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236.
There's not much you'll find that can trace its roots back over 145 years, but the Gratz Fair can. And this year's fair is back from September 15th.
18th through the 21st. Admission for ages 2 and up is only $8 or $4 on Wednesday the 18th. Seniors and active military admission is only $4. Admission includes parking, midway stage shows, carnival rides, and most main stage shows. Tuesday and Thursday, there will be concession, vendor coupons for discounts on food and more. Get yours online or at the gates on those days. Enjoy shows like the Elvis tribute artist Jeff Craig Jr., the Youth, regular and compact demo derby, sanctioned tractor and truck pulls, and more September 15th through the 21st.
Nottingham Village in Northumberland is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
At Nottingham Village, you can truly have it all. A serene country setting conveniently located between area hospitals and towns. Discover exciting floor plans with garages, sunrooms, and screen porches. We do it all for you while you enjoy activities and friendships. Call me, Judy Carr. I can't wait to show you our village.
Walk-in Wednesdays are back every Wednesday, 1 to 3 p.m. View Nottingham Village's beautiful retirement cottages.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." I'm Ben Wilhelm at Lone Oak Financial Services. Have you recently been widowed or divorced? Do you have a settlement or an inherited lump sum? Maybe you have a 401k from a former employer that needs rolled over. We agree that an investment in knowledge is important. So let us use our knowledge to work toward your investment goals. We will design a prudent investment plan that is custom tailored to your specific risk temperament, time horizon, and financial needs. I look forward to meeting with you at Lone Oak Financial Services, Commerce Avenue, Sealands Grove. Visit us at loneoakfinancial.com.
Registered with and securities investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services and Lone Oak Financial Services are not affiliated companies.
So what's next on today's to-do list?
After we're done getting groceries, we need to go pick out the cabinets.
Are you sure we need new kitchen cabinets?
Yes, ours are falling apart.
But I have no clue on cabinets.
Putting up cabinets is much easier than figuring out which watermelon to buy.
Oh, hi, Bear. Here, pick one with a nice yellow spot.
What do you know?
Now, tell me more about your cabinet installation.
First, swing by Bear Rental to pick up a laser layout, maybe some work lights, a jigsaw, and a power drill.
Bear Rental?
Yep, in Northumberland. You can rent all the tools you need for any project.
So I guess we'll see you around 3 with that watermelon?
Nope. This watermelon and I have plans.
Home or commercial projects, Bear Rental, a division of Zartman Construction, has the tools you need. Why buy a tool for just one job when you can rent it? Save maintenance costs and space in the garage. Bear Rental, Route 11 between Norrie and Danville on Point Township Drive. Call 570-701-1525. Go to bear-rental.com and like Bear on Facebook.
Problem solved with Bear.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Frank Bodanna, York Daily Record, and our high school roundtable today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. Bill has been waiting quite patiently from Bloomsburg, so Bill, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I want to ask your guests, tonight's topic, they're going to be saying demolish ICE, all four sanctuary cities, and open borders and give everything away. How does he feel about that? And that's one of the main topics that they're running on. And the bottom line is, when they all come over, they're going to make them all citizens so they can vote for the Democrats forever, ever, ever. How does he feel about that?
How do I feel about that? Well, I'd say that from what you've just said, there's about 3% of truth to what you just said, Bill, and that means 97% of it is mischaracterization, outright lies, and stretching the truth.
Well, they're campaigning on that.
They're campaigning on open borders? Bill, have any of the Democrats come out and said, let them all in?
Why haven't. Why is Pelosi fighting the wall? Why are the Democrats fighting
the
wall? Because
the wall is a waste of money, and it's an idiotic thing. Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, we live here. I'm getting a little hot under the collar. I got to stop. Okay, so here we are.
Cool.
Here we are in central Pennsylvania. How far are we from the southern border? We're a long way. Anyway, and so we're going to put all of our hard-earned money into a southern border that supposedly is going to keep people out?
We do have a problem. Pennsylvania, Reading. Have you been to Reading? Have you been to Allentown?
Have
you been to these big cities?
And it's
locally, it's coming here. Everything's trickle effect. NAFTA came into effect, right?
You know,
it took about 11 years before it really hit this area. And open walls It's going to be about a decade, and then it's going to be it's going to have a long term effect after about 10 years.
You know, you're so eager to see this wall built. Why aren't
It's accountability.
Why aren't you as eager for our Democrats and Republicans in Congress to finally sit down and deal with immigration in a comprehensive way?
But they aren't doing that.
That's just what I'm saying.
San Francisco foreigners, I call them, can't take care of the homeless problem there. And how are they going to—it's only going to go throughout the whole country. You got to stop it.
Well, it's not going to stop with a wall. It's only going to stop all of this immigration. You know, it's only going to stop when people deal with the issue. Not going to happen.
No, when they come over the border, I'm all for them coming. Go in a building, sign your name, get assigned a tax number, do whatever you got to do, and do the right thing. And they all could come, but just do the right thing.
I can't argue with that. The thing that, you know, for instance, tell me how you're going to deal with this, and I hate to open this can of worms. We have between 11 and 12 million undocumented immigrants in the United States.
We all know that.
Well, whatever. Bill, come on. Let's not quibble. Bill, how are we going to deal with that? Whatever the number is. How are we going to deal with the fact that we got between 11 and 12 million undocumented immigrants? How are we going to deal with that?
How about when Obama was in office? With a stroke of a signature, he made 4 million illegals Americans and gave them voting cards at the same time.
And you do know that under Obama there were more people actually deported than under Trump. And you do know that under Obama the illegal crossings were like down to a 50-year low. So Obama did a much, much better job on immigration, illegal and legal, than Donald Trump has ever even thought about
doing. Here's the problem line. Obama didn't pay attention to programs. The people in them jobs did their jobs.
Okay.
That's the thing. Now, the Democrats are fighting everything right now, right? And they offered free everything, right? The Democrats want free everything.
No.
Everybody in Central America is running.
Not
running
true.
Running America.
Okay.
Wow.
That you may bring up some interesting points. And, Bill, I'm with you. I think the wall's worth doing. Thanks. Thanks for calling. Hey, listen, we have another call, and we're way behind on emails, and we're inundated here. Just quickly, one of our email writers says, you were asking the wrong person about giving up SSI. Ask a young person who could invest their money. I'm very sure they would give you a different answer, and you're saying that the Democrats gave us this SSI opportunity. Now look at the mess we have. The government stealing out of its own pocket, and we could do nothing about it. So no, SSI really isn't a good deal for young people or the older people. Another texter says, Voting Rights Act passed with the majority of Republicans voted for it. Another texter says, the countries offering all the free stuff have good border security and limit who can immigrate into their country, can't have free college and free media with an unsecure border. And another emailer says, a wall on our southern border will never stop illegal immigration. That may be true. We'll have to find out. And another one says, we here in Sunbury just had a gun shooting, and one of our man was from Ecuador and two were from Mexico. Trickle down is indeed right. And we have another phone caller. Frank, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I just remembered that back when President Trump couldn't get his own Republican Party to work with him on a number to get a bill passed for the funding for the big southern border wall. Remember that? Republicans couldn't agree with the need and necessity for building a complete 2,000-mile wall.
Right.
Because the statistics are, it's not just the wall on that southern border where the illegals come in. It comes in from all ports of entry. Hello, Canada. You know, it's a ridiculous argument to say we're going to need to build this 2,000-freaking-foot-mile wall. It's just ridiculous. So for the caller in Bloomsburg, that wall will not work. We might as well start planning the next millennial to build a border across Canada. I don't know how you're going to close the seaports, but you know, it's a ridiculous argument about funding for a wall, period.
There you go. And the key point was, you know, all these promises that Donald Trump made, repeal and replace Obamacare, build the wall, for 2 years.
And don't forget, he also had, he knew more than all the generals.
He can't even keep a general
wanting to be willing to work. Because the man is, he is a dysfunctional being. You know, he's a bull, he's strong, you know, hot-headed, hard-headed. I want a leader who's actually able to get people to sit down at a table and talk and not give away things. I don't agree with that.
Sure.
You know, work hard, pull your own weight, you know, but boy, what a political mess we have going on
right
now.
You got that right.
Hey, thanks for your comments. We appreciate them. Take care. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Larry G. is calling from Texas. And, Larry, we got to take a break, but we'll get you on before we do that. Go ahead, since you're calling such long distance.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Great show today. Steve, I just, maybe I misunderstood you, but did I hear you say that the border problem down here in Texas is not important to Pennsylvania?
I think the point I was trying to make was that the whole issue of border control is a very important issue, and I do believe it's more critical to states like Texas, Arizona.
No, that's not my question, Steve. My question, you said it's not important to Pennsylvania. I got to tell you, I'm from your area up there. I've lived in Texas for a long time. I do business. I have businesses in Pennsylvania. And I'm going to tell you that right now, the number of illegal aliens that are coming across the border, and there are good ones. I have a lot of friends that come over and are registered. But I can tell you that they're moving into Pennsylvania. You know why? Because they can be spread out easier. I'm in the oil and gas industry. That's one of my businesses. And I can tell you, they're following business, Steve. And I think that when I heard you say that it's not important, I'm not supporting the wall. I support that people need to be legal when they come across the border. But when we take the idea that you're 1,742 miles away, that you're not in any way protected, because they're going to go somewhere. They can't all stay in Texas, Arizona, and California.
Okay, I tell you what. Number one, I'll agree with you. The issue of illegal immigration is important nationwide. Okay, I'll go along with that, and my bottom line really is that a wall is not what is needed to deal with this. What's needed to deal with it, like I said, is real, comprehensive immigration reform.
Yes, sir, and I agree with you on that. Unfortunately, I can also tell you the reality of that probably is a very low percentile.
Oh, I'm kind of pessimistic myself. It just seems, you know, on a number of issues, it just seems like it's either in one party's interest or the other not to solve it. And immigration seems to be one of those issues. I hate to bring up the...
You've answered my question, and I appreciate the clarification on it. Joe will tell you, I don't very often. I'm an emailer.
Yeah.
But you rang my bell this morning, my friend.
Well,
you
brought the
spider out of his web this morning. Hey, Larry, thanks so much for taking the time to call us from all the way to Texas.
Gentlemen, have a great day, both of you.
You
be
too.
Blessed.
Take care. We've got to take a break, our final break of the day, and we'll be back with more of On the Mark.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. the hot all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 crew cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Does your current phone system support the communication requirements of your business? Maybe you've grown too big, or maybe you're not getting all of the features and reliability you'd hope for. Whatever the reason, there's no need to tolerate dissatisfaction because you have Contrast Communications. Whether it's on-premise or in the cloud, Contrast Communications has solutions to satisfy your ever-changing needs. Specializing in top-quality phone systems with exceptional service and support, Contrast Communications is the regional leader in business communication solutions. So call Contrast Communications. The contrast is clear.
Join the Community Services Group team. We offer not just a job, but an opportunity to find meaningful work and have a positive impact on the lives of others. Join CSG as a mental health direct support specialist in Atlas or Cole Township, a driver and cook in Atlas, or a cook in Cole Township. Help grow and enhance the lives of adults with mental health diagnoses while teaching life skills so that they may live a fully integrated life. CSG offers a great benefits plan. To apply, visit csgonline.org, an equal opportunity employer.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
Make yard work less of a chore with a brand new Toro lawnmower during the Toro Red Tag Sale going on now. Take advantage of special end-of-season savings with up to $500 off select models, plus special financing for qualified buyers. Walk or ride, bag or mulch, it's up to you. Just hurry in today and save at participating local Toro dealers. Save on Toro lawnmowers during the Toro Red Tag Sale going on now at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service, Mount Pleasant Mills, or hillyridge.com.
And we're back with On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff. Our phone lines at the moment are open. 1-800-795-9565. Oh, wait a second. Never mind. We don't have time. Or maybe, as Mark would say, speedy dialers only. We have a number of emails that we have to go through and some texts that we didn't get to. Mike Bolig says, it's simple. Swamp rats in D.C. will always want more money. Starve them, and you'll starve feeding them. Now, that's a good point. One of our writers says, hello. Trump said this morning that e-cigs are killing children and must be banned, yet guns kill many, many people every day, and nothing is done on that. Signed, Bob. Another writer says, good morning. I would like to say no to Sunday hunting. We like to have a safe family picnic and outing on Sundays. If you need food so badly, go to a soup kitchen. Hunting is about dad and child bonding, not what it is today. Lawless hunters, the hunters don't care about you or me. And Nancy Pelosi does not favor impeachment. The only balance Trump is interested in is his family's bank account. Just remember that 9/11 terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, a country loved by our president. Another writer says, do your callers know that iPhones are sold in China?
Not sold.
Not sold in China, rather. China uses their own brand of cell phones and their people, and they are mandatory, no competition. And I'm sure it's from technology stolen from America. Another one says, good morning. Joe Biden is about nothing. Joe blows in the wind as one of the worst political wafflers I've ever heard. The 2020 slogan for the presidential election should be, no Joe blows. Okay, so, and you're a Joe. I pulled in behind you this morning to see you've got a Biden sticker on your car.
Yeah, absolutely. And my wife has one on her car, Joe, and I'm getting one for you.
Oh, well, you won't see it on my bumper, I'll tell you that. Let's see. Another writer says, hello, I would like to remind everyone that Trump is killing everyone with his policies, taking away the things that save our planet. Use more carbons. Use more gas. Use more electricity. Use more of everything. You know that Amazon is on fire, so is California. When will it end? Give me a break. The only reason our economy is doing okay is because we, the people, not the clown. Because we the people, not from the clown, okay. I assume the clown is the president. Let's see. One of our texters says, I guess locks on people's doors and windows don't work, or the walls and fences around all the rich leftists don't work, and that's why they build them and use them. Am I right? So, you know, you're a leftist. Do you have a wall around your house?
No, but I do have a lock on my door, Joe.
Okay. Steve, it's been fun doing the show with you the past 2 days. We've been extremely busy. We still didn't get in all the emails and all the texts we got. We did finally manage to get in all the phone calls. So tomorrow you'll be here with Ben Reichle. Monday, Mark Lawrence will be back with me on the Mark. Thanks so much for listening and taking part in the program today. We really appreciated your calls and your participation. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.